This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at linscombewealth.com.
This programming is sponsored by the Near Northwest Management District, located just off 290 and the 610 Loop, with a mixture of modern and mid-century homes providing families room to grow. More information at nnmd.org.
Welcome to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this week we're going to highlight some previous performances featured on this program by Musica, a group that specializes in performing contemporary music and is headed by local composers. We'll begin by exploring a lost kingdom. You know the type, Atlantis, Shambhala, El Dorado. Well, here we're going to the center of the earth, into the mythical land of Agartha. This piece by Guillaume Connaisson is called Songs of Agartha, and it depicts three sorts of scenes in this place of legend. We start by descending into the earth, then we explore an ancient library, and finally we meet Agartha's king as he partakes in a wild dance. Here are Jeremy Kreutz and Tali Morgulis with Musica.
Thank you.
Guillaume Connaisson's Songs of Agartha, performed by cellist Jeremy Kreutz and pianist Tali Morgulis in 2019. You're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. One of Musica's concerts from a couple of years ago was an homage to the color blue, and as you might expect, the music on that program had some kind of association with that hue, including this piece called The Blue Studio by Stephen Hartke. He named the piece after seeing a painting of the studio of Henri Matisse, which happens to share a similar color with his own studio. And with that connection, he imagines this work as kind of a little studio tour, with the listener flipping through drawings and sketches.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Blue Studio by Stephen Hartke. You heard Musica musicians Jackson Guillen, Barrett Sills, and Wesley Ducote. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this is Encore Houston. Now we go from The Color Blue to Iggy Pop. No, this isn't an arrangement of an Iggy Pop track, but it was inspired by the Iggy and the Stooges album Raw Power, which also happens to be the name of this piece. It's a saxophone quartet in which composer David T. Little wanted to evoke the unique style of Iggy Pop, and he refers to him as, quote, the coolest, sexiest geek you'll never meet. Here are Dan Gielock, Masahito Sugihara, Johnny Salinas, and Evan Withner.
Thank you.
Raw Power, inspired by Iggy and the Stooges, written by David T. Little. That was from a Musica concert at the Contemporary Arts Museum Houston in 2019. Next, we'll explore a convergence of styles from seemingly disparate areas. This piece by Tania Leon combines elements of traditional Cuban folk music and the Western classical European style. In describing the piece, she likens this to the rails of a train, imagining that both styles are on their individual lines moving in parallel, but if you get far enough away, they look like they meet each other in the distance. Here is A La Par.
Thank you.
pianist Wesley Ducote and percussionist Blake Wilkins of Musica performing Tania Leone's A La Par in concert at Rice University in 2018. This is Encore Houston. We'll wrap up this selection of Musica highlights with a story about a cat. Well, sort of. German author E.T.A. Hoffmann had an unfinished book that is about the philosophy of a tomcat. In the story, the cat writes his memoirs into a book that's already been written. And so composer Marc-André Dalbavy used this as inspiration and created a piece where two musical ideas are superimposed on each other. There's original music by Dalbavy alongside a Renaissance-era madrigal by Carlo Gesualdo. This is Palimpsest.
Thank you.
Palimpsest by Marc-André d'Albaville. You heard Leon Baizi on flute, Michael Webster on clarinet, Jackson Guillen on violin, Ivo-Jan Vanderwerf on viola, Jeremy Kreutz on cello, and Tali Morgulis at the piano, all part of a Musica concert in 2019. Musica doesn't have any upcoming concerts until January of next year, but they are participating in a chamber music commissioning consortium with a number of ensembles in other large American cities. It's specifically geared towards emerging Black, Latinx, and Indigenous composers. Applications for that will open on November 1st, and if you want to check it out, you can go to musiqa.org/crosscountrychamberconsortium. The recording engineer for Musica is Fran Schmidt, and Mark DiClaudio does the mix for the show. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening to Houston Public Media.